Pavabasa Yoshalmi, corresponding to Pavabasa Bavli, Daf Kufches. We begin the Yoshalmi on Daf Chof Aleph, Omid Beis, at the top of the page of the new Perek. The Mishnah says, Yesh Neichlim Umanchilim, Neichlim Vloy Manchilim, Manchim Vloy Neichlim, Loy Neichlim Vloy Manchilim. Some pairs of relatives inherit from and bequeath to each other. In some cases, one relative inherits the other but does not bequeath to the other. In some cases, one bequeaths to the other but does not inherit the other. Some relatives do not inherit or bequeath to each other. Elu noichlim manchilim ha'av es habonim va'habonim es ha'av va'achim min ha'av noichim u'manchilim. The following relatives inherit from and bequeath to each other. A father and his sons means he inherits them and bequeaths to them. Sons and their father and paternal brothers. Ha'ish es imoy va'ish es ishtoy u'vnei achiyos noichlim v'loy manchilim. The following inherit but do not bequeath: a man from his mother, a man from his wife, and sons of sisters. A man inherits his mother's sister. Ha'isha ez bana, va'isha ez ba'ala, va'achi ya'im manchilim v'lo noichlim. The following bequeath but don't inherit: a woman to her sons, a woman to her husband, and a man to his sister's children. Va'achi min ha'im lo noichlim v'lo manchilim, and maternal brothers from different fathers neither inherit nor bequeath to each other. Seder nachalois kachu ish ki yamois uvein ein loy, avartim es nachalosoi levitoi. The order of inheritance is, and we quote from the pasuk in Bamidbar, in Perek Chof Zayin, in Pasuk Ches, if a man will die and he doesn't have a son, you will transfer his inheritance to his daughter. Haben koidim lebas v'chol yotze yurechoi shel ben koidim lebas, means the son precedes the daughter and all the descendants of the son precede the daughter. Habas koidemes la'achim v'chol yotze yurecha shel bas koidmin la'achin. A daughter precedes the brother of the deceased and all her descendants precede a brother. Ha'achim koidmim la'achei ha'av kol yotze yurechan shel achin koidmin la'achei ha'av. A brother precedes the brothers of the father, and all his descendants precede the father's brothers. This is the general rule. Whoever has precedence to inherit, all of his descendants have precedence as well. And the Gemara now says, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Ish ki yamois uven ein loy va'avartim es nachlasoi levitoi, as we quoted, if a person will die without a son, and he will transfer his inheritance to his daughter. Tani Rabbi Shmuel taught in a brisa, Shuna kosev nachala zois mikol nachala shivatayra, shivakulam kosev menasatem, vekan kosev vaharaltem. Ibu hadin hu shitei abas yereshes. The pasuk changed this inheritance from other inheritances in the Torah. In all inheritances it says, and you will give, and here it says, and you will transfer. It's a transferal of the law for a daughter to inherit. Chachmei akum oimim, ben ubas shavim ka'achas, de'inan dorish uven ein loy, the wise men of the Gentiles say that both sons and daughters receive an equal inheritance, because they interpret the words of the Pasuk in Bamidbar, in Perek Chof Zayin, Pasuk Ches, if he has no son, then the daughter is the sole inheritor, but if there is a son and a daughter, they both inherit equally. Hativun, the question is, V'aksiv v'im ein loy bas, ha'im yesh loy, shneim shavim, v'asen moidim, v'leisei bar, afhocha, leisei bar. The Chachamim asked them, but the next Pasuk, Pasuk Tes, says that if he has no daughter, and he shall give them to his brothers, but according to you, if he does, they both inherit equally. But even if you agree that the Pasuk is teaching that when the daughter died during the life of one who died, the brothers inherit him, but if she was alive, they don't inherit at all. Here also, only if the son died during the life of the one who died does she inherit, but if the son was still alive, she doesn't inherit at all. Hasadukim oimim bas habas v'habas shneim shavim, the inun darshi ma bas benoi habar mikoyach bnei yorishtani biti habar mikoyachi ein odin shiturashani. The Siddukim, the Sadducees, said that if the one who died has grandchildren from the son, they inherit him, but if he only has granddaughters, the daughter and the son's daughter both receive equally. If my son's daughter inherits me if my son dies, my own daughter should certainly inherit me if my son should die. Amulahem, so Achachomim said to them, Loim amaltim bebas haben she'ena bar ele mikoyach ha'achim, tomu bebas she'ena bar ele mikoyach ha'zaken. When you compare the daughter with the son's daughter, in the case of the son's daughter, her claim is because of the power of the brothers, because it's coming from her father, who was one of the brothers who were the children of the deceased man. But in the case of a daughter, she's coming from the power of the old man, and she has no rights when she has brothers. And the Gemara asked, Talmud Lomer v'chol bas yoreshes nachla mimatois v'goymer v'chi eich efshar lebas liresh shnei mitois. The question is, the Mishnah taught that a son inherits his mother. What's the source for this? It's the Pasuk that says in Bamidbar, in Perek Lamed Vav Pasuk Ches, and any daughter who inherits from tribes. Now it's written in the plural, which could mean two. Does a daughter or a son ever inherit from two tribes? Ela tipate avia mishevet ze ve'ima mishevet ache. The answer is, if her father came from one tribe and her mother came from another, she inherits both of them. And the Gemara is going to return to this later, because the original question that asked for the source of a son inheriting his mother has still not been answered.